Greetings, AboveTopSecret.com from Relentless, speaking to you on BelowTopSecret.com in a podcast. I know it's been a while. What prompted me to come back suddenly to make the time for another little podcast? Well, I had an interesting phone call about an hour ago, and it was a request for a survey, and I normally do say yes to political surveys because I like to voice my opinions on those types of things. I like to weigh in. This one was very different, however. It was difficult to read whether, for me, normally I can tell who is, which side of the political spectrum a survey is being done by or for, and I couldn't. I'd have to, if I had to put my money on one side or the other, I'd say it was more probably for the Democrats, but who knows. It was very mixed in terms of the things they were questioning my opinion about. There was a lot of, do you believe this statement to be true or false type thing, which I've never encountered before, as opposed to, you know, give your opinion yes or no, or, and also a lot of weighing on a scale of 1 to 9. How weird is that? 1 to 9? What happened to 1 to 10? I don't know. Anyway, it touched on almost everything that is discussed on AboveTopSecret.com politically, you know, from immigration issues to national security to how we're handling the war in Iraq, whether or not we should be there, to the gas prices, what do you attribute it to, how do you feel about it, what do you think would solve it, yada, yada, yada. Now, I come from a place where I just assume they, whoever they are, they already know who you are and where you stand and everything about you. Why I finished the phone call with the impression that this was not just your average survey, as opposed to they, whoever they are, is because at the conclusion of the survey, and I want to say I was pretty stumped by this one because I have never been so ambivalent. I'm at a point in my life where I'm so ambivalent that I could not directly answer half the questions. You know, questions such as, okay, if this is being said by a Democrat as opposed to this statement being said by the Republican, which one do you believe? And, you know, most of my answers were either I can't answer that or neither. Although I did admit to my political affiliation, which should have made me answer a lot of the questions definitively. But so at the end, and this is what I find intriguing, and I'm wondering what the rest of you think about it. You get the usual demographic questions, so they can, you know, gauge where the person answering is coming from. And so I give them the basics that the entire world has anyway. And the final question is, may we confirm your name? I said, excuse me? Because I have never been asked such a question on a phone survey. I said, excuse me? My name? And she said, yes, we'd like to confirm your name. So I said, well, you know who you're calling. You know who I am. I don't think I need to confirm my name. Well, how about your first name? Fine, you already know what it is, so I say it. Then may we confirm your phone number? All right, you know my phone number. You dialed it. That I found that extremely, extremely bizarre. I said to her, well, I would like to know who you are. And I was given the name of Western Research. And I did do a Google search. There is something called the Western Research Institute, But when I went to their website, it just, I found the questions asked odd for what the focus of that particular website is. So I said, okay, and who are you doing this research for? Who is looking to get glean this information from me? And of course, I could not get an answer, which I didn't really expect to, but I had to pose the question because I had never been asked to personally identify myself in a phone survey, especially since they darn well do know who you are. So I just found the whole thing a little strange. I was wondering if anyone else has run into this, because it seemed like a really new trend. I mean, as I've said, I have always, always participated in political surveys. No matter where they came from, that's the only phone surveys I ever do. I won't do marketing ones, etc. And I just never encountered one quite like this. So I was wondering what the rest of you thought of it, and if any of you have ever run into what I experienced today. So this is Relentless, and bye-bye, and thanks for your feedback.